From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Yeah, now, you're on the phone for a very special reason. Remind people where you are.
Well, I'm at the 27th American Crossword Puzzle Tournament in Stamford, Connecticut, and it's something I run every year. We have our second largest turnout ever, about 475 contestants, and they've come from all over the U.S. and Canada and several countries in Europe.
Having fun, right?
Yeah.
I bet you are. Well, we had a fascinating challenge this week, and it's kind of fun because the answers might in some ways apply to us today. First, repeat the challenge.
Yes, I gave as an example three overlapping two-word phrases, touch telephone, telephone tag, and tag team, which consist entirely of words starting with the letter T. And I asked you to complete a similar chain of five familiar overlapping two-word phrases, starting with touch and ending with trot. And as in the example, I asked that all parts start with the letter T.
And what was that string of words that was your answer?
Well, my intended one was touch typing, typing table, table talk, talk turkey, and turkey trot. We also accepted touch telephone to telephone table and touch typewriter to typewriter table.
Well, talk works, touch telephone works, tag team works, and I hope none of us are going to be the turkey here in this particular player. Our winner sent in an entry, one of the 500 correct ones, randomly chosen. He is Richard Apt from Meadowbrook, Pennsylvania. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Leanne.
Great.
Hi, Will.
Hi.
Great last name, ABT.
Well, it's short and at the top of the alphabet, usually.
There you go, and you can anagram it and everything. What do you do in Meadowbrook, and where is Meadowbrook?
Meadowbrook is a suburb north of Philadelphia, and I'm an attorney specializing in tax law.
Oh, so you're good with words and numbers, right?
Yeah, actually, I do better on logic and math puzzles, but I'll try the word puzzles, too.
Well, sounds like you're ready to play. Are you?
Yes.
All right. Well, Will, please meet Richard, and let's play the game.
All right, Richard and Leanne. Today, I brought a game of categories, and you know how this works. I'm going to give you, the word words, W-O-R-D-S, and I'll give you a category. I want you to name something in that category, starting with each of the letters, W-O-R-D-S. For example, if the category were boys' names, you might say William, Otto, Roger, David, and Samuel.
Richard, your dog wants to play?
Yeah, I think my son will get rid of it.
He might have some answers. Good help. All right, what's your first category, Will?
First category is terms used in geometry. Any term used in geometry.
Okay.
It can be a shape or just another word. And you can take these in any order.
Okay, well, for a rectangle.
Good.
And
there's a geometric shape starting with O.
Oval.
Oval is good. I was thinking octagon. Good.
Okay, and
let's see. There's a shape starting with D.
Well, there's a dodecahedron.
Okay. W and S.
Square.
Square, good. And all you need is a W. My answer is a general term, which would apply if you're calculating the area of something.
Oh.
Leanne?
Width.
Width is...
Oh, geez.
Is it? Good, good. All right, category number two is pieces of furniture.
Okay, we'll have a divan.
Divan, good.
And a...
For O, there's something to put your feet up on.
Ottoman.
There you go. For an S, there's something to sit back and relax in the living room.
A sofa.
Good. So you just need a W and an R.
Or a window seat.
Window seat.
Window seat. Good. I was thinking a wardrobe.
And a recliner.
Recliner. Good. Or a roll top. Good. How about names of magazines? Popular magazines.
Sports Illustrated.
Good.
Oh, I think he's saying Red Book.
Red Book.
Red Book is good. Yeah, that's what.
Oh, that you interpreted dog.
No, I speak dog. Sure.
Let's see, for D, there's a popular science magazine.
I was going to say Details. I don't know how...
Details, good. Yeah. I was going for Discover. How about W and O?
Leanne, you have
to... Women's Day.
Women's Day, excellent. And O, there's one named after a famous person.
Oprah.
Oprah, there you go.
I think the magazine's name is actually O.
It's actually O, so that's a real easy one.
Yeah. Oh, whoa, we're on a roll here, Will.
All right, and your last category is creatures of the sea. Creatures
whale.
Of the sea. Whale is good.
Octopus.
Good.
Swordfish.
Swordfish, excellent. R and D. Hmm. And for D, there's a name of a very smart creature.
Dolphin.
Dolphin. And for R, my answer is three letters, and it's also the...
Array.
Array, very good.
Oh, all of them. Hey, Richard, you okay?
Well, I finally got the dog quieted down.
He just wanted to play. That's all. He just wanted to play. You did real well. See, it wasn't hard. It's not as hard as tax law.
That's true.
You did great. You did great. We're going to send you some things for playing today, too. You'll get the weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles, Volume 29 from St. Martin's Press. We don't have little doggy bites yet, but who knows what NPR is going to work up in the future.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, before you go, though, tell us your public radio station.
It's at WHYY in Philadelphia.
Okay, Richard Apt in Meadowbrook, Pennsylvania. Thanks for playing the puzzle with us. And by the way, what's your dog's name?
Einstein. And I needed his help.
Richard, thanks a lot. You were a great player. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, thank you both.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, all right, Will. What's the? That's funny. Einstein.
Great.
It is. What is the challenge? I always get nervous when you're at a tournament, but what's the challenge you have for us to work on?
Well, you could almost predict this. It's from our old pal, Merle Regal, who is here judging and contributing a puzzle to the championship. Think of the first and last name of a famous current actor. Insert the letter G somewhere inside his first name, and you'll get a profession. His last name is the field of the profession. Who is the actor? So again, the first and last names of a famous current actor, insert a G somewhere inside the first name, and you'll name a profession. The last name is the field of the profession. Who is the actor, and what are the words?
When you have that answer, put it in an email to us. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who this week is joining us from the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament in Connecticut. Will, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Leanne.